Sanctify us through thy truth, for thy word is truth. As you listen to God's word today, may the true reflection of his word transform your whole being. This is an acaso, the compelling power of the Holy Spirit, with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. Remain blessed.
Maximize his spiritual potential. And those seasons, most of the times, they are misunderstood by the believer. There are seasons that physically look like tragedy, but it's for your good. There are seasons that looks like the enemy's activity got multiplied. But if you check from the immortal perspective, that season was for your good. For example, the season where God decorates men is that, first of all, he sets a table before you where, in the presence of your enemies, he gives the enemies a leverage to start doing something first. Then they look like they are succeeding. Then God makes a table for you. So if you fail to experience the presence of the enemy, you have no business with the table. Because the presence of the enemy is a major part of that breakthrough season. The breakthrough season, the testimony is not with you. The testimony is with everybody who didn't believe that you can rise. And they saw a power that can quicken a man from situations that they believe was impossible. So the enemies are the ones that have the testimony, not you. They look at your case and they find out that although we put all mediums in place, we put all the strategies, yet we failed woefully in the face of a great God. So there are seasons that physically will not look like he's favoring you, but it was for your good. Today I'm sharing the falling away. 1 minute, let's celebrate. Mommy in the house, let's celebrate. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you. It's always a privilege to see our mommy. She has an unparalleled love for God. Please, let's celebrate her again. Hallelujah. The falling away. I'm sharing this because it's the next agenda for the body of Christ. I'm sharing this in order to give you strength for the days that are ahead. When I talk about the days that are ahead, I'm not speaking of years. I'm talking about the next phase of activity you will begin to see. It's called the falling away. When that season comes, when you see many people running helter-skelter, just very confused about what to do, remember the name, the falling away. We expected it. We knew it would come, so today we positioned ourselves for it. I will tell you what will happen. Everything men were once sure about, you will find a season that can make you doubt the things you were once very sure of. Let's start. John chapter 1, quickly, verse 36. John chapter 1, verse 36. If you have a mobile device, just follow me. You will read as loud as you can, and then we will make progress. The following one. John chapter 1. Verse 36. John chapter 1, verse 36. If you are there, read for us quickly. Loud. Of course, you have to be loud. John 1, 36. Anybody?
I'm looking upon Jesus as he
walked. And John was looking upon Jesus as he was coming towards the John.
He said.
He said.
Behold the Lamb of God.
He pointed Jesus to every crowd that was there that see the Lamb of God here.
And the two disciples heard him speak.
And disciples that were around him, they heard John when John said, this is the Lamb of what?
Of God.
Please, if you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, sir. This is John. The whole essence of John's life was that they sent him to come and be the forerunner of Jesus, right?
Yes, yes.
The person to show the way. The only purpose of John in his generation, his one core purpose, was to identify Jesus. If John would have pointed another person, that generation would have followed that person. So the immortal realm kept John in that generation to be the one to point who the Messiah is. And they put in him a discerning spirit that when he... Do you know that when John was a baby and Jesus was a baby, both in the wombs of their respective mothers, the two women just came close to themselves and the children began to leap for joy.
They had not even come out to this realm yet. The discernment was so high. Anywhere these two people would come close to themselves, they would always be identified. See, they can identify their identities. They have not even been given birth to. Yes, the children were leaping for joy. John was in his mother's womb and said, "Ah, Jesus, you too, you are there. Jesus, we'll soon come over." It was a level of accuracy. And God put that office of John, the forerunner, put him there so that he will be the one to show Jesus to that generation. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
John started his work, and John began to grow in might, in influence, in power, to an extent that the scribes and Pharisees feared John because they also called him a prophet, right?
Yes.
Do you know that nobody ever went to ask John, by whose authority do you baptize people? It's only Jesus that suffered many of these other things. The respect and reverence for John was something else. But then, the one purpose that he was made to play came to pass. He looked at Jesus. Jesus was coming from the passage that our brother read, John chapter 1, verse 36. Jesus was approaching the Jordan, and John saw Jesus and says, "Behold, this is the climax of his ministry. This is the apex." It's like John fulfilling his purpose. "Behold, the Lamb of God." You see how sure he was when he pointed Jesus, right?
Yes.
"That taketh away the sins of the world." And John was so persuaded when he did this. And the whole multitude would turn and look at Jesus. Can I share something with us?
Yes,
the first set of Jesus' disciples were actually John's former disciples. That announcement that he did, it cost him some followers. The people who were hailing John like the reigning man of God. John then pointed somebody that said, this person must increase so that me, John, I will decrease. So, you know human beings, very treacherous. You know, say, how can we be with the person that will decrease very soon? They decided to go and pitch camp with the one that they say will increase. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
And the journey continued. But unfortunately, like I said, there is such a season called the falling in love. Where you that you have finished the work. Oh, the story was shared about an 85-year-old reverend. He has served faithfully. A reverend that has been posted to rural areas, to villages, to go and carry the banner of Christ up. He had done all these things, and on his dying bed, Satan tried him for the past 85 years, never got him. On his dying bed, Satan did not give up. Satan showed up by the bedside and whispered to his ear and said, "Man of God, Kai, you have tried. Your type is few. 85 years? Kai, no. This type is few. It's few." The man died with a smile on his face in acceptance of that honor of darkness. The pride that entrenched his heart left a smile on his face. And he appeared in the immortal realm only to meet a dark patch of stain in his heart. He was surprised. Where did I go wrong? And he wrote pride. Three seconds to exit this realm, you can still fall. And Jesus is merciful. Because Satan showed up in a time where he knows that this man will not see this thing as sin. And the Bible has made it clear, God will not share his glory with anyone. So although you were the one that were overcoming, God was giving you strength to overcome. And when it was time for that last minute before he died, Satan came. And Jesus showed up and looked at him. The reference I read his book. His very account was that he had given up. He had thought, well, so this is how I go to hell. And Jesus says, "I give you another opportunity. You will go back to the land of the living. You would repent of this pride that has entered your heart." Pride in how many seconds? 3 seconds. And he opened his eyes. People were already crying in the hospital. And he opened his eyes and people were shocked. Then he shared a brief story with them. He said, "Be very careful. Even in the last minutes of your life, Satan can still hang around." The title of my discourse, and I'm rounding up very soon, is called what? The Falling Away. You see, scripture says, "Let he that thinks that he stands, take heed what?
Lest
he
falls."
Can I share something with us?
Yes, sir.
If you are born again here, just no, there's no need. All of us will raise our hand. We are born again, right?
Yes.
Let me just get a response. We are born again, right?
Yes.
But what I want to share is that Satan has no business with your being born again. That being born again, but he does not disturb you. In fact, he knows that part of your life history is that there will be a season where you are expected to be born again. And he knows that time you are born again, he does not thwart his plan. His agenda is that there is a season where he can make that the things you are convinced about right now will not make sense to you anymore. So you can start out saying, I'm going to keep myself. I'm going to be a just person. I will not do any immoral relationship. I'll keep myself until I marry. The bed undefiled. Then you start seeing the wedding invitations of all your friends who were party freaks. Your several friends who were club girls are getting married. Then they begin to mock you and say, Sister Mary, this one, they were not hearing anything from you. You see, many people that you see that fall for some of the things they fell for, sometimes don't be quick to judge them. For some of them, they try to stand, but the more they were standing, the less advantage they were seeing that righteousness can do for them. Have you ever felt like you would have been more prosperous if you compromised? Has any business opportunity ever come to you, boss? The only reason why you couldn't do that business is because of your body.
Yes. It's true, sir.
And when these things present themselves, they don't necessarily look like sin in the beginning. But the real idea Satan is driving at is the falling away. The point where the person who was once sure. I told us, what did John say about Jesus? This is the Lamb of God that takes away what?
Yes.
The same John the Baptist who has pointed Jesus out. Listen, Jesus came to people, and when he appeared, everybody looked at him, and then the first thing he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me, right? Jesus was defining his role, his mission to the earth. Jesus was, you know, it was Jesus that says, lo, I come in the volume of books as it is written concerning me to do your will. Jesus knows what he was supposed to do on earth, right?
Yes,
it was Jesus again that says, I must do the work of he that sent me while it is day, because a time called the night will come when I will not be able to walk. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Once upon a time, all these men were so sure about what they should do. Until you then come to other seasons. Like Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11 verse 2. Let's read quickly. Matthew 11 verse 2.
Matthew 11 verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ.
You see, I think it's Herod, right? Herod caught John and put him in prison. Have you ever gone through hardship as a Christian?
Don't pretend. Hardship is part of the process.
Have you ever told people that if I be a man of God, if only a God I deserve, then that thing you boasted to them, it didn't now happen. Have you told people that since I don't remember the last time I took drug, there as you finish speaking. Have you ever called God a great provider and your house rent is hanging on your leg? But your mouth, what you were saying to people is, God knows the real people. Have you been in a position where you chose to still count God faithful in as much as what your experience was didn't seem like God was faithful? So this is John, the great prophet, now in prison. How can God allow his anointing? Is it not God that says he suffered none to do them harm, saying, touch not my anointed? He reproved kings for their sake. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. How is a prophet now being harmed? Now he's in prison, sweating under the threat of Herod. And I will tell you how his life will end eventually. One small girl just danced. Small girl just danced. Then they asked the girl, what do you want as a reward for your dancing? And she said, give me that prophet head. But the promise is that he suffered none to do them harm. And he said he would reprove kings for their sake. Where was God when John was suffering? See, I want to show you something. That's why I'm discussing this. It's called the falling away. Continue, sir.
He sent two of his disciples.
John then called two of his... Do you remember how the first thing John did when he saw Jesus? What did he do? He pointed Jesus to his disciples, right? And says, this is the Lamb of God that takes away what?
The sins of the world.
Right?
Yes.
Now, John was suffering. John entered a season of hardship. John that has said, I know what God told me. I'm going to be very great. I know God told me I'll be the richest man from my area. Then John was going through some hardships. And the things you once believed in. John that called people and said, come, this is the Lamb of God. In whom, behold the Lamb of God, right? That take away the sins of the world. That same John then called people. Sometimes, but when you begin to dwindle in faith, when your faith level begins to reduce, the only advice I have for you, when you are not sure of the things you were once sure of, go on a retreat. Don't associate much. Don't be discussing your challenge with people. Because you might end up telling them the opposite of what you want. You will call God another name that you didn't call him before. You might end up calling him unfaithful by your conversations with them. They might begin to say, if this is what Christianity is. John called people. And you know what he told them? Please continue for us.
And said unto
him, he said unto the disciples, they should go and ask Jesus that.
Are thou he that should come?
Are you the one? Are you the one, the Lamb of God?
Or do we look for another?
Is anybody hearing this talk?
Yes.
1 minute you said this is the Lamb of God. Another minute you said, please let us know now. Let's be sure. Are you the Lamb of God? Have you ever doubted something you once believed in? 1 minute, the Lamb of God. Satan knows that it takes a John to point the Messiah to that generation. It must still take that same John to create doubt about the Messiah. It is John's office that will identify the Messiah. It will still be that office that will make people think he's not the Messiah. So he used John again to go and ask and spread the news on that area. That are you the one who is to come? Or should we wait for another one? Jesus that finished speaking all these things. Jesus finished talking about, look, I must do the work of he that sent me. My prayer is of the Father. In fact, as he finished talking all these things, then Jesus was few minutes to face his purpose. Then you hear Jesus saying, if it be possible, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Jesus was begging that this thing that he has been talking about, saying that this is why he came, that let that thing not happen. The next season the body of Christ will enter is called the falling away. There's going to be persecutions like never before. I'm repeating these things. God showed us these seasons, this current one happening. We talked about it, we prayed about it. Now I'm announcing another season. It's called the falling away. The love of many will wax cold. It's not like God gave up on his people. It's the falling away. It's a season. And governments will pass policies. They will pass policies as law. So it's not whether you agree or not. They will make it illegal to be able to practice some of your religious rights. And economies of great nations will shake. It will shake very well. Very soon, food will become a weapon. The person who has food will control those who are hungry. Very soon, you will need identification and certain marks to be able to access Sukkot, because all governments, all nations will diversify their economy and they will go into an agrarian economy. The way you focus on oil currently, nations will focus on food, and they will use that food like Pharaoh to control the weed of Egyptians. A famine is coming to the land. And you will need your rations. For them to give you that ration, you must be obedient to the laws of the land. But I have a good news. Because I saw ravens. I saw ravens bringing manna.
There's going to be another category of people called the remnant. The ones that God preserved by himself. He made sure that he separated them from what was going on so that they would not fall. The Bible says, for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. It's the falling away that is coming. The greatest of prophets fell because we saw him in his most low state. He says, please, are you the Lamb of God? You that said he was the Lamb of God. What are you saying now, John? My advice before we pray. It's okay to be weak, huh? It's okay to come into that season. But I told you, anytime you sense that your faith begins to shake, go for a retreat. It's not time to... Many of the people you are sharing your problem with, they don't have the answer to it. Many of the people you are gisting your challenge with, they do not have the solution. They will just even take your case outside the mall and start spreading it. Some people, you think they are confident, they are actually broadcasters. As you just share that one challenge, then they just carry their phone. They don't care to spend their credit. They'll just carry their phone and make a call there. And so if I tell you it, I just hear it right now. They're falling away. And I've told us, there's a glorious hope for us right now. There's going to be wealth transfer. Yes. God will put unusual abilities and skills and gifts upon the hands of his people.
Amen.
You will do very little things that people think is little. Yet you don't know why nations cannot help but look for your program. This is how God will sustain his own. He will put an anointing upon them. You see, it's the same business. The same business that you open that somebody has been doing since. But something can differentiate you. The anointing of the Spirit. Some of you will go to schools and they will try to fail you. They will look for your script and not find it, but your result will appear. The things I speak of is not a fairy tale. Listen, the heart of kings are in God's hands. Even when you feel like all hope is lost, you feel like there's nothing you can do in this situation again, then God shows you that when he chooses to do a matter, every heart bends to it. The strength that God brings for you today is during this time of great fall, where people will fall, it's a time for us to rise like never before. Listen, it's not a coincidence, as I conclude, that we are not having the corporate fellowship anymore. This is a plan that has been on ground for many years, but they didn't have the right opportunity to actualize it. Over 90% of Christians, their spiritual life is sustained by the corporate fellowship. Many Christians cannot pray on their own for 30 minutes if it's not somebody that was leading that prayer in church. Church was where many Christians only found God. And they only meet with God on Tuesdays and Sundays. Tuesdays from 4 to 8. That's the appointment they have with God. When they leave, they now go back to their normal life. So they now found out that many people don't have a personal relationship with God. So if we can remove this corporate thing, massive dying of altars. Listen, in case you did not know what is happening right now, what they are really the thing they are fighting, is the prayer life, the prayer incense that rises from the globe. His principalities. What's going on right now is a clash of thrones. It's thrones that are fighting. It's not human beings. And they are trying to limit the incense of prayer that rises from the earth. They know that if they shut down communal worship, they shut down corporate fellowship, many people don't have a personal prayer life. And if prayer is dwindling, then demonic agents can find expression on the earth. I told somebody recently, forget lockdown. Many things are happening under this lockdown.
Yes, sir.
There are meetings going on you have no idea about. There's going to be a new world called the post-pandemic reality. After the pandemic, you will see a new way of life. They cooked it all when you were under lockdown. And you don't know that time the lockdown does not stop you from meeting spirits. You too, you can raise your prayer altar.
and say, Lord, I was a baby. I was a child in the spirit before the lockdown. I will grow in the secret place. When they open the doors, I will show them my new identity.
Hey!
This is how to surpass this system. Every time you begin to see this agenda going on, they did the same thing in Babylon many years ago. Many people wanted to bring a spiritual man down, and they didn't see any way to implicate him. They went to Nebuchadnezzar and said, "Oh king, just pass a law that nobody will pray to any god for 30 days. What is this about prayer, and fighting the church? Nobody will pray. China, North Korea. Many nations have adopted very clear antichrist positions. You know, I said this thing some months ago. I told us that the seat, the throne of the antichrist is being built. And people didn't take heed that time. I told us about where all this cashless society is heading to. The cashless society, to give everybody one world currency, because the antichrist is a leader that will lead the whole world. And for that to happen, you must have one world currency. That currency will not be a mint. I hate to break your bubble. You already have that currency with you. It's your card. You can use that card in China. You can use that same ATM card. You can use it in Europe. You can use it in Asia. You can use it in any part of the globe. That's your MasterCard. Is a global currency. There are all kinds of moves to unite the nations from bodies like United Nations, African Union, all kinds of ideas to create a corporate throne. And the Lord, I have shared this with us, and I'm repeating it again. If you know that there is any growing, any spiritual growth left for you to do, you continue to grow. But if you know that where you are not okay, please use this chance and grow. When they finish and they say, listen, the coronavirus thing you are seeing, it's a scheme. It is a scheme. Although, of course, there is a virus. Of course, people are dying. But the whole agenda is a scheme. And if you are not careful, you will realize that you went into isolation with fire. And after they say, everybody, okay, the virus is over, everybody come out. You will realize there is no small trace of fire on your spiritual altar again. Because the place where you were getting your strength from was church. And church was never designed to be a building. Church was the body. Your body is the temple of the living God. You carry God inside you. God is not in a house you go to find him. God is inside you. You are moving like this. God is moving with you. And so, guys, I just want to encourage us right now . Some of you are already having dreams. You're already having dreams. Dreams of certain old faces. So you don't even recognize some of them. They come and they are advising you in your dreams. They are preparing you for the new world order, the post-pandemic reality. Church, after this whole isolation thing is over, will be different from the way we ran church before. If you're a spiritual man, you would have received the blueprint already. Church will not be limited by wall again. You see this thing we're doing right here? God will break church into different houses.
Yes, sir.
Houses will be on fire for God. Husbands will take their place. It's a revival that is coming. You see, when Satan thought he was winning the war, God's strategy was stronger. So today, the invitation is one. Just one invitation. The Spirit calls you to grow. For he says you were, it's okay. Once upon a time you were a child. He says, but you can put these childish things away. The small child of yesterday can become the strong pillar of truth in that whole lineage today. You can sleep and they can come and press you today. It's okay that they pressed you because your stature was not enough. Listen.
I say this with all humility. Listen, they are not pressing you because you forgot to pray before you sleep. They are pressing you because the stature of the person they are seeing does not scare them. Have you not wondered that even the nights that you prayed, they still pressed you? You put Bible under the pillow, they still pressed you. What have you not done? You now turn, you say you will not sleep facing up. You face down, they press your head on the bed. What kind of rain is this?
Grow.
See, growth is real, oh. You can grow in the spirit and then realize that you saw them, you wanted to run, then they were running. And you didn't know that you have grown. The things that you are afraid of can be afraid of.
Yes, sir.
You only have to grow. So the call is to increase your prayer time. It's not time to be watching movies anyhow and then just allow the whole time going. Increase your prayer time. Scripture says building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Increase prayer time. Increase word study time. Open yourself to the tools of growth so that the things you were running away from can run them. It's a call today. The call to leave your current spiritual pedestal and enter another level of growth. That the Bible says, and the child grew. Jesus too was a child at a point. But a time came when even the wind and the waves can obey his command. Listen, it's not only miracles and signs God has called you to love. You can grow that even nature will be subjected to your rebuke. That you can say, at my word it shall not rain. And even the heavens are locked by your words. How did you grow to that level? In that pedestal of power, you can, witches can't tie you. Because the heavens can be locked by your words. Is it a small creature that will not be scared of that being? A being that has the keys of heaven with him. You can shut them down. You can make the earth swallow them. You can command the earth to open its mouth and swallow them. Because nature can be subjected to your rebuke. And it's in such pedestal that God invites us to today. Grow from your previous place. Enter a place of power. A place of power. They are pretending currently like they don't know who you are. But heaven calls you a name. And heaven will not stop until they make you that prophecy. They called you a mighty man when you were still a baby. And they knew that it's only a matter of time this child will grow. Continue to commend that family. We put a mighty man in that family. He is growing. Very soon he will rise. And all of these entrenches of darkness can be stopped by a man. Heaven has sent you. Your only opportunity right now is to grow. Grow. You want to call upon the Lord right now. God, that which you have spoken concerning me, my ordinations with you, the identity I have in the spirit, I align with it.
for those of us that are undermining the place of spiritual stature. Certain people went to bed, they closed their eyes to sleep, and strange things appeared to them. I know this case. A woman appeared to her in the dream and used something to tear her body in the dream, in the dream, in the dream. And she woke up with a mark on her body. Something happened in the spirit realm and it can speak in the physical. The woman told her that I have put HIV on your body. She woke up and went to do that and there is HIV. Everything that happens to you physically started spiritually. You must rise in sanctuary. And they told her that I just put HIV in your body. She has gone to do a test. Listen, do you really think any physical effort can cure you of a spiritual ailment?
No.
So God too will use another person's face.
Yes.
An identity in the spirit too. Somebody too will show up in her dream and say, I have removed HIV from your body. I share with you a verifiable testimony. That you can sleep in affliction and God to you can grow that your face becomes open. Anytime they see you in their dream, they are excited. God's servant came for me. God's servant visited me. Your identity becomes precious. Demons recognize me. Today, one prayer point. God, give me spiritual capacity. Give me statue.
Of darkness. Thank you for you have given us victory over them. You have multiplied and increased our stature. The things you were afraid of are now afraid of you. As we go, I leave you with one encouragement. Came back from school during my 300 level long vacation. Came back to meet very sick. I was walking into the house with my bag, accosted me, ran, and held me like a child would hold their parents. It was the most troubling experience I had for a long time. What has reduced this state of helplessness? Unknown to me, her leg has swollen. One witch in that compound then, the witch had plagued us. Got that leg swollen, you go for x-ray, they will scan and not see anything. Have you ever been in a situation where medicine cannot help you? And then to make matter worse, one day, they were having a little argument in the compound. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The woman didn't know when she now said it. She was talking to another woman. You they play with me. Go ask when I use my mouth chest. I see. They say, go ask. Is there any use of that evidence if you can't do anything with him? What outcome? Because the place they have seated you from was in the realm of the spirit. So I was coming back from school. And she saw me. She said, see my leg. See what I've gone through. And that night I just told God, Lord, it could be for such a time as this to have raised me up in this family. I spent the window of the night season just praying, Lord, I decree and I declare, whosoever rolleth a stone, to him it will return. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. I reversed the affliction that night. Within 2 hours of intense prayer, God had scattered the conglomerate of darkness. Early morning, before I woke up, they were rushing the witch to her village. It's a car. They came to carry her body, almost lifeless, and took her to the herbalist that will resuscitate her in the own colony of the state. Some of you might be from there. When they now got to the place, they now sent 3 uncles. Has elderly people come to look for you from Kogi? Believe me, it's not something you want to see, especially in your age. Then they came, they just said, when those elders speak, they speak in parables. So they said that the person who is handling her healing, her recovery in Kogi, said that the only way for her to recover is for the person who put her in this situation to tell her that I set you free. It's wet. That they say our cure is wet. So they came to look for. And I'm not the one that brought the disease. She brought it. I only reversed it to where it came from. So she came. They came and then they just inquired of her. This is part of the most scary experience I've had. It's one of the reasons why I believe so much in the place of prayer. Yes, sir. and I looked at them, and I said, well, this sickness it shall not be unto death. It will not be unto death. And I saw the joy in their faces, turned and went back. You can take all the way from Kogi to come and hear words from a boy. Tell somebody around you, grow. To be important. To be important. And so today, the call is to wake up every day and make sure no day goes by when you do not multiply your prayer boundary. You are stretching. It looks like you are wasting time today, but let me tell you something. It must speak. Though it dies, wait for it. It looks like you are just, which kind of prayer life it is? Very soon, the people who are calling you all kinds of funny names of prayer, they will bring a prayer book. Continue praying. You see, when you open that scripture that day and you were reading it, it was not making any sense. You wanted to close it, but don't close it. Just use stubborn head and continue reading. Because that thing that you think you're not understanding, one day you will be in a challenge and that scripture will enter your mind. You thought you didn't understand it that day, but the light will come in the day you read it. Continue to study. Continue to pray. Continue to study. Because the hand of God will continue to validate His presence in your life now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's live a blessing with this.
Trust you've been blessed by this message. To know more about us, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.ami. You can also follow us on Twitter at @Anakazo_AMI. Connect with us on Instagram at @Anakazo_AMI. For more of our messages, please visit www.forshared.com. God bless you.